few days of heat advisories. Looks as if it's come to an end now. We hit 33 yesterday, exactly what I guaranteed, by the way. It was a beautiful day. And last evening, beautiful. Again, my neighbor, who I love and adore, from across the street called and said, hey, the pool's open in the backyard. And a few of the neighbors got together. It was a beautiful evening. However, if you were in Saskatoon, totally different experience. Night of wild weather, tornado warnings, and a light show for the ages. I was talking to one of our coworkers here this morning who suggested one cloud so ominous, looking like the mothership. And those watching felt if it ever sunk further down, it may have been lights out for Saskatoon. But apparently it got really windy, too, at one point. So there might be some tree branches strewn all over the place there. Some were sharing on social media that near Borden on the number 16, that's about a half hour west of Saskatoon, there was baseball size hail. Can you imagine? Hail that size raining down on your vehicle. Just eliminate mine. SGI is probably going to get a few calls here this morning, that's for sure. But that was in Saskatoon, all good here, except now the next 24, 48 hours. Going to be really windy out of the northwest, but at least sunny and quite mild. And we got a fun show for you here this morning. Dallas Smith of Default, and of course, country superstar that he is, dropping by next half hour. He's performing tomorrow night at Shake the Lake. And later this morning, Mayor Chad Bushinsky is going to pop into our studio, chat about, well, you guessed it, I got to nail construction. I got to nail the Aquatic Center a little more here. Maybe a little too on what he's doing to bring Grammy-winning superstar Chapel Roan to Regina. You'll also want to talk about I Love Regina Day, which is in Victoria Park, Saturday, 9 till 3. That's where it's like a free barbecue. They have kids stuff, bouncy castles, face painting, live entertainment. The day kicks off with the I Love Regina Run and Walk, 8:30 in the morning, too. And this year, I Love Regina Day is in conjunction, of course, with Shake the Lake. It's Friday and Saturday night in front of the Conexus. So again, this morning, you're happy, I'm sure, to hear I've got free tickets that will cover your entire weekend if you want to go to Shake the Lake. To enter the draw, you just got to text me at 1-877-300-7275. Text me your first and last name along with what you love about Regina. Come on now, think about it. Don't get all sarcastic on me and try to be funny. Let's love our city this morning. There's a lot I love about Regina. Fun fact, every single tree is hand-planted in Wascana Park. It's our crown jewel, and somebody literally went, hey, one tree for shade, one for the geese, one for some teenager trying to carve. Greg and Kim will last forever. Actually, my high school crushes never did last. And then there's Mosaic Stadium, the Taj Mahal of Rider Nation, where 33 screaming fans paint their faces, wear watermelons for helmets, shouting, go Riders! In the odd time, a few will scream, somebody find us a new kicker! Sorry about that, Brett, but hey, green is the color. We are the loudest, proudest, sometimes coldest fans of the CFL, and you haven't lived until you've tailgated at minus 30 when your beer freezes to your lips and you can't feel it anymore. And Sir Mick Jagger once performed here in cold Regina, the city that rhymes with fun. It's a joke that just won't die, by the way. Every uncle in Saskatchewan tells that at a wedding. But hey, we do know how to party.
Party on, Wayne. Party on, Garth.
Mosaic Festival? Huh? Every June, it's proof. One minute you're pounding some samosas, and then the next moment you might be salsa dancing with your dentist. Only in Regina, it happens every June. And every few years, we yuck it up in the Briar Patch or Ryderville when we host a Briar or Grey Cup.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Yeah, we're entertained, especially Mosaic during Labor Day Classic.
It's a walk-off game winner for Brett Lowther and the Saskatchewan Roughriders.
See, Brett gets better by September.
Just can't wait to get on the road again.
Regina's beauty is subtle. You can cross the whole city in 20 minutes unless you hit that one train at Ring Road. Forget it. Then you live here. And don't forget our sky. Sunset so beautiful, you'll forget about potholes. Sunrises that make you question if you actually need a vacation to Mexico. Or maybe just a Tim's double-double in a parking lot near you. So yeah, we might be small, but we're mighty. Trees planted by hand. Skies painted by God's Instagram filter. These eyes have seen a lot of cities. But none quite like Regina. And that's why I love it. Oh, did I mention the leader of the Guess Who lives 45 minutes away? Shout out to Moose Jaw. Hey, what do you love about Regina? 1-877-300-7275. Over the Regina Airport, Air Canada seems to be getting back on track a little quicker than anticipated. Originally, Air Canada said that it may take up to 10 days to get back to normal after that three-day strike by cabin crews. But looking at YQR arrivals and departures at our airport this morning, everything seems to be on time, both on the departures and arrivals board. Can't see any snags yet anyhow, so that's good to see. Coming up with Kevin Martell here at the top of the hour, just 24 hours after announcing new money to fix up the roads leading to the biggest canola crushing facility on the continent, Premier Scott Moe's got more in store for us here today. He will be meeting with federal ministers. This will be in Saskatoon, but he's there to try and make plans to send a delegation to China.
We're going to go to China. We're hopeful that the federal government will have representation alongside of us. And we're hopeful that we'll be able to support them in putting an end to, you know, some of these trade tariffs that we see.
He's trying to iron out the tariffs, hurting our canola farmers here. And CJME will again carry that news conference live at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Good news up north, too. 300 Canadian soldiers who were deployed to help fight wildfires seem to be going home now. Crews left behind are dealing with 49 active wildfires, 6 of those not yet contained. But to all those crews, we salute you. Thanks for the assist. My goodness, it's been a battle all summer long here, too. But if you look around this weekend at all and wonder,
see ya!
Why are so many men dressed in ball gear hopping on and off buses being shuttled about in the city? It is the Men's Baseball Canada National Championships that are on right now in Regina. Last night, in fact, was the opening ceremony. And action kicks off today at Currie Field. Clubs from across Canada have come here. And they have dragged with them their friends, their families. And they're all packed at our hotels and restaurants in between play. I know I spoke with the Hotel Association a few days ago, and they said this is a big draw. We're pretty jammed up here this weekend, so that's why you're going to see a lot of ball players. Saskatchewan is represented twice. Two teams, technically, when you look at this here. One is Team Saskatchewan with members from all across the province, and then the Regina Trappers, too, who have won silver the last couple of tournaments, so they're hoping they can defeat Quebec. Quebec is the club that I think everyone's eyeing up. But anyhow, both of our clubs here, the Trappers and Team Saskatchewan, will play today over at Currie Field. And this is kind of cool. I've watched every season of Survivor, and I will watch again this September, too. Season 49. We've got a local guy to cheer for here. 36-year-old Jake Latimer was born and raised here in Regina, but he's a correctional officer now in Alberta. And he's going to be one of 18 people competing for $1 million when the show premieres September 24th. Season 49. I can't believe I've watched all 49 seasons. Now, granted, in the latter years, I PVR and sail through it a little quicker, but I never tire of Survivor. It's the one reality television show. I used to watch a few of the others, Big Brother and all that. No, only Survivor. It's all I ever have time for. Still a gooder. There he is. If you're a Dallas Smith fan, stick around. He's joining me here in a second. Waking up to a fairly clear, sunny morning. Not too windy yet, but it will be. Nothing as wild as it got last night in Saskatoon. Tornado warnings, a light show like they'd never seen before. Don't have any reports of serious damage here this morning. I imagine there's a lot of tree branches lying on the ground in Saskatoon, though. Environment Canada tracked a couple storms through the province last night, one over the Saskatoon area, another in the southwest that rolled in from Alberta. And apparently the storm from Alberta rolled into the Leader, Swift Current, Kindersley areas too, bringing large hail and high winds. So if you have any photos or videos you'd like to share, shoot them my way, please. 1-877-300-7275. 7275. Text, please. And also text why you love Regina so much, because it's I Love Regina Day on Saturday, the same day as day two of Shake the Lake. And this morning, if you tell me what you love about Regina, you can win a pair of weekend passes to Shake the Lake. In fact, Wayne from Regina just texted, Greg, I love Wascana Park and Mosaic Football Stadium. Oh, and I love the people, too. They're friendly, he said. Wayne, thanks. You're in the draw. I'll make the grand prize announcement after 8 o'clock. And yes, one of the stars of Shake the Lake you just heard there, Dallas Smith, returning tomorrow to close night number one with his mates from Default in Dallas. Welcome back, pal. Nice to catch up with you again.
Hey, Greg. Good to hear your voice.
Yeah, you began with Default. You carved out a hugely successful country music career after that, and now you're regrouping again with your mates from the band again for Shake the Lake. What's juggling that like?
You know, it's I was raised on some classic rock and a lot of country music. Over the years, I started to mature and started to smarten up a little bit. I realized what great music is being made over in country music, and it was a lot of the guitar-driven stuff that really kind of got me fired up, like Keith Urban stuff and Dierks Bentley. So as the 2000s kind of hit the 2010 era, I just started making trips down to Nashville and started writing, and then we made a record, and here we are.
You're not leaving country. I know that. Given that you've announced this concert tour, you booked 51 dates. The Dallas yep. Smith and Band Unplugged Tour. You're going to hit up venues you don't normally stop in. It's a bit of a wake, right, to Trump and these threats of the 51st state, is it not?
It was close to that date, so I just figured, hey, let's just make it 51. I'm a very proud Canadian. We all know how fortunate we are to be born and live here and raise our kids here and families. And yeah, man, I'm just going to concentrate on playing shows in my hometown or my home country and going to see these new towns that I've never been to. And yeah, man, like I said, I'm a really proud Canadian. I'm going to stay up here and play some shows.
Given the political climate, you're proudly Canadian from BC. You don't want to offend your fans. How do you ride that these days?
Honestly, you speak the truth, how you feel, right? And I think, there are so many Americans that are just, I got great friends down there, family. It is a great place. So you just got to remind yourself of that, right? And hopefully this is just a little blip on the radar.
How does your feeling on stage change, Dallas? Like, for instance, you're singing to the cheap seats, literally in this city, and on Friday night at Shake the Lake, the guitar riffs are louder, you're rocking Default songs. Do you feel personally different between the two on stage when you're rocking or when you're doing country?
It is different. I mean, the songs and performing for a crowd, there are a ton of similarities, but when I look to my left and right and behind me and the guys that are playing with me, whether it be my country band or the guys that were in Default with me, you know, it is just a lot of memories flowing back, and those guys in Default, they're like my brothers. I came out of high school with two of them. The four of us, we traveled the world together in our 20s, right? Like, it was a really, really great, exciting, fun time. A lot of laughs. You know, there's some tragedy in there as well, right? So I have a real strong connection to those guys, and they'll always be my brothers.
Well, and your fans have such a strong connection to the songs, too. And I know those songs, like, what do they mean to you?
Yeah, I mean, I've played Wasting My Time acoustically, different versions of it, stuff with the country stuff. I'm at the live shows, and what amazes me is the fact that there's like three or four generations of people that are singing that song back to me, which is, it just blows my mind. I usually make the joke on stage that whenever I see a kid singing Wasting My Time, I'm like, hey, your parents had great taste in music. You know? So it really is cool. And Wasting My Time represents, to me, just a bunch of young 20-year-olds having a song that just took off on different continents. And we went along for that ride just as like, you know, very immature. Just it brings back a lot of memories of the fun and chaos and what that brought to our lives.
That's cool you shared that. Yeah, I was right there with you, reflecting back on that. Dallas Smith is my guest. I asked some of my listeners, I just threw it out there, if you have any questions for Dallas Smith, let me know. I'm going to be talking to Dallas Smith. So I'm going to share a few of those in a rapid round of questions in a second. But first, a question from Brandon. He's calling in. He and his wife are big fans of yours. So Brandon, go ahead, ask away. Dallas Smith.
Hey, Dallas. Just wanted to know what your favorite venue to play is and why, and if you've ever had to throw a fan out of your show, and what were they doing that you had to throw them out for? Thanks, man.
Have you had that question before?
not the fan one, but the venue one, yes. Like the venue, and I think back to, I mean, the Commodore Ballroom in Vancouver is just one of my favorites. I love that one. But whenever we went overseas, we did a lot of military trips, mostly for Canadian military, but we did some for U.S. And I always think back to Kandahar Air Base. We were down over in Afghanistan. I think it was 2008. We're playing on a stage in the corner of the boardwalk. I got a Stanley Cup sitting beside me, a bunch of, you know, Lanny McDonald, a bunch of ex-Cavalry Flames players. We're playing for the whole coalition forces, and we're watching drones take off, and we're watching jets take off, and just all the missions that were going on still while we're trying to bring some normalcy to these people's lives. And yeah, and then that's one I will never forget. For the fan ones, just recently I had to do the same thing, right? It was just, you just see people get a little too tipsy, a little too aggressive. The last one I saw was some poor guy got sucker punched from some drunk old man. So we had him unceremoniously escorted out, and I tried to embarrass him as much as possible.
Well, there you go, Brandon. You asked, you got the answer from Dallas Smith. Hey, don't go away, Dallas. I've got my rapid round of fun questions from fans and a few for me, too, that I'll get right back to. It's going to be a close practice for the Riders today, and one of the questions will be, who will rise up and be our kicker on the weekend? Brett Lawther, of course, struggling lately. They have brought in Campbell Fair, who's bounced around the CFL since being drafted by the Stamps in 2023. He kicked a couple yesterday. Coach Mace was kind of wily when he said, when he was asked, who's going to start on Saturday? He said Brett Lawther, but he kind of left it open that we'll see. We will literally see Saturday night when they take on the Stamps in Calgary. Want to get back to Dallas Smith fronting default tomorrow night at Shake the Lake and then embarking on a 51-city and town tour of Canada in the coming months. And a friendly round of rapid questions now, buddy. Just whatever comes to mind, Dallas, when I ask. First, music you remember hearing.
Oh, wow. It would be me probably 4 or 5 years old. My parents having some house parties back in the late 70s, early 80s. A lot of Doobie Brothers. I remember there's certain songs when they come on. At China Grove, when I hear that, I picture myself as a little kid looking out from the bed and through the crack of my door. So that's one of them.
First song you performed in front of an audience.
Oh, wow. Well, I have to go back to the first default show that we ever did. Yeah, man. My first time on stage was at a place called China Beach here in Langley, where I grew up. And I think it probably would have been Seize the Day was the song.
Oh, that's awesome.
Record.
Your favorite singer?
Ooh, that's a tough one, man. You know who I always go back to and I would think is just criminally underrated was Daniel Johns from Silverchair. Yeah, his voice is like a Ferrari. He's very, very good.
Well, then I got to ask you, because you're also country, your favorite country singer?
Wow. Huge memories of Brooks and Dunn.
Ronnie Dunn is my ultimate favorite singer.
He's killer, but also T.E. Lang was played a lot in my house.
Greatest album of all time.
Ooh, definitely maybe Oasis.
The best record Dallas Smith ever made.
Ooh, man. I would go back to, I'm really proud of all the stuff and the success that happened off that Timeless record. I'd go back to that one if I was to listen to front and back.
That seemed like a game changer, too.
It did, yeah. It really did. I got a lot of support in the U.S. through different platforms. And yeah, I still play every single that was off that record and even some of the ones that weren't. So I go with that one.
Do I dare ask what's the worst record? And that could be yours or anyone else's.
Well, I personally, I don't think it's really necessary the songs. I just think it was just the trajectory that we went. But I think our second default record, I think, just suffered because there's some good songs on there. But it just suffered because we were young kids getting caught up in all the partying, all the excess, when we really should have been dialing that back and focusing on working on our next project after the success.
Look at the seasoned veteran you've become now to reflect on yourself like that.
That's what happens when you get old, apparently.
Your favorite Saturday night party song?
I'm like a huge like 90s alternative grunge fan. That's tough. I would say probably have to be like a Soundgarden song, maybe Super Unknown.
And totally opposite song that makes Dallas Smith cry.
I've always had a soft spot for Rocket Man, Elton John. I have fond memories of one specific thing, just me driving with my mom back from my aunt's place and hearing that song, and she was talking about it. And yeah, I always think of my mom when I hear that song.
And this is the last question, also a bit morbid, but is there a song you want played at your funeral?
Man, if you give me a little bit more time, I'm sure I could think of a brilliant one. But here for, I don't know, man.
Were you about to say here for a good time, Trooper, or what?
I was gonna say that, but hopefully I'm here for a long time as well. But Champagne Supernova, I think, is like one of my favorite songs. Oh, that one played.
Awesome. Hey, Dallas Smith, my first ever interview with you, and I really enjoyed your time, and it's pretty cool you would do this for me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, anytime, man. It was great talking with you.
You bet. Dallas Smith with Default tomorrow night at Shake the Lake. Coming up, some wild weather in Saskatoon. Air Canada seems to be back on track at the Regina Airport. Don't see any problems this morning. Kevin Martell is next.